You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, August 4th, and it's time to check in with our Office of International Mission here at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, the Reverend Dr. Edward Grimmenstein, Associate Executive Director in the Office of International Mission. And, well, welcome back. It was, what, just last week we had a chance to talk, I think it was.
It was, yes.
Is your poor mic dropping down on you there?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a little droopy. Right. It just needs more coffee this morning.
Don't we all? It's a nice muggy morning here, and
yeah, that's St. Louis.
It's St. Louis. Well, speaking of St. Louis, you're in charge of St. Louis operations here at the Office of International Mission in the International Center here. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? What do you take care of here?
Well, primarily, I oversee all of our work with our international missionaries in their care of all their, not only the missionaries, but also their spouses, their mm-hmm. children. That also means coordinating with our communications department here so that we're promoting our missionaries throughout the world and preparing the resources that our missionaries need to use while on the field, and then also working with mission advancement so we can raise support for our missionaries as they serve. And then also elements like we're going to talk about today with our short-term program.
And so what are short-term missions? What does that entail?
Short-term missions is a program that we've had up and running for quite some time now. And it would involve anyone who is interested in going overseas for 1 week up to 6 months to do a trip in one of our international fields. Generally, the missionaries, the short-term missionaries, would go for 1 to 2 weeks. That's the mm-hmm. average. But you have some individuals who actually opt to stay longer, and there's a need for them to stay longer.
What types of things does one do on a short-term mission trip?
It really is varied. So you might find a place in Africa where you could be part of an actual building project team where you're working on a physical structure. Then you'll go into places like Europe where you might be working with VBS. They've had a lot of strong programs with Vacation Bible School, very similar in Europe to what we think of from Vacation Bible School here in the U.S., where it's a program that would last maybe for a week. So we've had great success in using people from the U.S. and leading those programs.
So anywhere from 2 weeks to 6 months, short-term mission. Now, recently, a position was posted on LCMS.org under the employment opportunities for director of short-term missions. What are you looking for? What would this director do?
Yeah, this director is the one that oversees our entire short-term mission program. So they would typically be involved in locating these events throughout the international field where short-term missionaries might be needed to go. And then they would be the ones who would, the individual that would help receive those persons, interview them. We have another staff person here in the office who helps process their applications, helps walk them through the entire international process. So making sure they have a passport, mm-hmm. making sure they're aware of some of our best practices and going throughout the world, of being informed, being invited where they're going, understanding the cultural context to the best of our ability for, you know, a one-week trip. But basically trying to have this trip be one that is a blessing to the field and not necessarily a curse, because that can happen as well.
So how does one prepare for the 2 weeks, 6 months? I know for our career missionaries, they have a 2 week orientation with quite a bit of education and a lot of opportunities to learn throughout the 2 weeks. How do you prepare for a short-term mission? Now, granted, if you're there for 2 weeks, maybe you don't have to learn a whole lot to prepare for that 2 weeks. But 6 months, that's kind of a long time.
Yes, and generally it is 1 to 2 weeks, and it would be a little counterproductive to bring them here in St. Right. Louis for a two-week orientation program for 1 to 2 weeks. But it is different, and it's a different way to prepare. So believe it or not, there is quite a bit of preparation that can occur at the congregational level. And this is one of the newer aspects we're going to bring to this new short-term director position that we're advertising right now. In that this individual is going to create a new short-term team leader training manual. We have a leader's training manual out there right now, and it's very good. There's nothing wrong with it. But what we're doing is we are hoping to incorporate regional team leaders. So, for example, when a team goes to the international field, they would be relying upon one of our international missionaries to receive them, to care for all of their needs while they're there, to make sure they have housing, make sure they have food, make sure they have transportation. And for our international missionaries that we've sent over, that's not necessarily the reason why we sent them over.
Sure.
And then when one of these teams comes in, it is a lot of work to properly care and receive them, and then also to ensure that that short-term experience for that missionary from the U.S. and then also for those people that are living on the ground is a beneficial one, a positive mm-hmm. one. It takes a lot of work to ensure that that happens. So what we're hoping to do is to identify at least 2 to 3 individuals who would be willing to be regional team leaders for short-term teams for each of our regions. So we'd be looking for anywhere from 10 to 15 people that we would train, identify mm-hmm. as good leaders. They understand the cultural context they're going into. They have a knack for dealing with the logistics and making those types of arrangements. And then we would contract with those people to actually shepherd our teams once they're on the field and to actually escort them and to actually work with them every day of that week, with even helping our Americans process what they're seeing. Mm-hmm. Usually it's abject poverty in Americans' eyes that they're witnessing, and that can be quite a shock. And then there's a lot of spiritual questions and pastoral questions that come up in those moments. So this person would be the one to help shepherd them through that. So part of our new director of short-term missions, part of his or her new job would be to help identify these regional team leaders and to get this program up and running, which is a brand new component for us at the LCMS. But we've seen other great organizations do it with wonderful success. Mm-hmm. That we've worked with in Synod. So we're confident that it will work and does work.
Much like our career missionaries, I would gather that in these situations, short-term missions, most likely would be working with our partner churches around the world.
Yes, that's correct.
What are some of the needs or what could be some of the potential outcomes of short-term missions that would be beneficial for those we'd be serving or for the missionaries?
Yeah. You know, it's going to be almost different for the two groups, meaning the Americans that are going over and the church partner, or we might be working in an area where there is no church partner. Mm-hmm. So that recipient. For the recipient, we almost want to make sure that we don't do any harm.
Right.
So there have been plenty of times when a short-term team has gone over and maybe some kind-hearted American out of the goodness of their heart says, sees the poverty in a situation and says, you know what, we'll help you. I'm sure our church will be able to help you build this home or build this. We had someone promise once to build an entire compound. I'm sure the church will do this for you. So very often then, after they leave in a week, the recipient comes back to our missionaries and says, great, when are you going to start building this compound for us? Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that no harm is
sure.
being done, first and foremost. Secondly, we want to make sure that we understand the recipients, what their needs truly are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've heard of horror stories where, and sometimes it's for financial gain, and this isn't in the LCMS that this happened, but of short-term teams going down to some places in say, Latin America. And I think that's where this example came from. And these short-term teams would go every week for like 3 or 4 months. And every week, a different short-term team was painting the same orphanage every week. But this group that was receiving these short-term teams, they simply did not know what to do with these people, these Americans that were coming down. And they said, well, they seemed happy to be painting, so we just let them paint. So we want to make sure that there is a legitimate need on the ground, that the people who are receiving us really do need us, and that we're not just painting the same building every week.
Sure.
Because that's not helpful.
What are you looking for in this new director of short-term missions? What are the education, the experience that you're looking for?
We're looking for someone who's definitely connected to the LCMS. Could be a clergy or lay person. But key for us, there is one characteristic, and that is someone who has received short-term teams at some point during their life. Not necessarily that they were the ones sending short-term teams, but they were on the field actually receiving them. Because there is a big difference in just getting a group together and putting them on a plane and waving goodbye to them versus being on the ground in the mission field and greeting those 12 people or so as they walk off the plane, tired, hungry, grumpy, you know, excited, looking to you to be the one who's given to give them some great life-changing experience, you know. So we need someone who understands that receiving aspect. Anyone, a travel agent, can ensure that people get plane tickets and hotels and move, get moving. But truly, it's that person who's had experience on the mission field receiving and working with those teams that we want that characteristic.
Someone who's been on the ground working with a team knows what it's like. Very good. So the position posted on lcms.org. Go to career opportunities, employment opportunities, bottom of lcms.org, and that'll take you to the career opportunities page, and you can find it. It's listed as director, short-term missions. Anything else you'd like for us to know about the position as you're looking for candidates for this position?
Yes, we also need someone who's willing to travel, maybe just even one week out of the month, go to LCMS congregations and speak about short-term missions and to basically meet with these teams and get them up and running. And someone who's also interested in working with LCMSU, our new university outreach. We want someone who's also interested in creating some spring break trips that some of our Concordias would do every year to maybe the same site. So short-term teams for our college students, which currently we don't really have a program up and running for that. So we want to fix that.
So someone who is open to working with and ready and willing to work with people of all ages, a variety of ages, and ready to get out there and meet with congregations to do some travel as well. Now, would this person also be traveling overseas to the international field from time to time?
No, we really don't envision this person traveling overseas. The position would be based out of St. Louis, and that's where primarily the need is going to be. We need that person here in the building to help facilitate. The only travel they'd really be doing is probably here in the United States to congregations. I could foresee possibly at some point that individual going to maybe one of our major fields where we send a lot of short-term teams. But again, that person may very well already be familiar with those fields, so might not be necessary.
Well, very good. LCMS.org, the bottom of the page, look for employment opportunities, and from there you can find the page for Director of Short-Term Missions. How are other things, any other news from Office of International Mission and the St. Louis operations?
There's always good news going on. We're continuing to move ahead, advancing at a good pace to hopefully double the number of career missionaries by the next synodical convention, which we had a resolution for that in 2013. And we're very close to hitting that number in a very responsible way, I might add, too. The LCMS, I can assure you, we're not just trying to fill the field with warm bodies. That is not happening at all. We are having a lot of people in the LCMS step up and say that they are willing to go overseas and share the gospel.
Well, very good. Well, thank you, Ed, for coming in today and sharing with us about this opportunity in the Office of International Mission. The Reverend Dr. Edward Grimmenstein, Associate Executive Director in the Office of International Mission. Thanks for being our guest this morning on His Time.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
God's blessings. Coming up in just a little bit, we have our study of the daily New Testament reading. Today, we'll study with Pastor Thomas Pransky from Zion Lutheran Church in Westwood, New Jersey. We'll take a look at Acts chapter 27 today, verses 27 through 44. Hope you can join us for that. During the 9 o'clock hour, we'll join together for morning prayer as well. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.